Ja, hallo liebe Eishockey-Freunde, herzlich willkommen zu AEV Hansens Talking Hockey. Unser heutiger Gast, John Matsumoto von den Kölner Haien. John, Servus.
Servus.
Ja,
Servus.
ganz kurz zu dir. Du hast ja angefangen, Eishockey zu spielen in Kanada, bist dann von den Philadelphia Flyers gedraftet worden. Und hast da unter anderem dann aber für die Carolina Hurricanes gespielt, warst transferiert zu den Florida Panthers und bist dann letztendlich 2014, 15 nach Deutschland gekommen in die DEL, hast da für die Schwenninger Wildwings gespielt und dann in der Saison drauf, 2015, 16, was natürlich für uns interessant ist, für die Augsburger Panther. Und ja, dann 2 Jahre in München, in der Vorstadt von Augsburg und bist da aber auch zweimal deutscher Meister geworden mit den Red Bulls. Dann über Iserlohn zu den Kölner Haien, wo du momentan immer noch aktiv spielst. Im Übrigen, für die, die es interessiert, bestes Ergebnis in deiner DEL-Karriere mit 56 Punkten, Saison Iserlohn, bei den Iserlohn Roosters. Zweitbestes Ergebnis bei den Augsburger Panther. Ja, John, so first question. Let's make the interview German or Deutsch?
Half
mein
German, half
Deutsch.
Deutsch.
Half German, half Deutsch.
Mein
Deutsch
Deutsch.
ist nur B1 Niveau, aber es gibt die Punkte. Ich muss in Englisch sprechen
Also halbe halbe, so wie es am besten geht.
in Englisch sprechen.
Okay. Ja, zum Deutsch. Du lernst ja gerade Deutsch, glaube ich, auch in der Schule, mehr oder weniger für den Einbürgerungstest, oder?
Ja, genau. Ich habe die Prüfung in Januar bestanden, die Einbürgertest. Das war sehr einfach und dann ich muss die Sprachtest und das war ein bisschen schwer, aber ich habe auch die Prüfungen bestanden. Ja, ich bin sehr stolz darauf. Das
Yeah.
ist
Gratuliere.
Englisch lerne
You can be very proud of this. So, so in the next test there are also some tricky questions. So maybe I can help you a bit. There will be one question. When was the last time when the Kölner Haie gets the championship in DEL? So that was in 2002. It's very long ago.
Yeah.
So, but keep it in mind because it's very, very often the question where a lot of people fail.
Aber in Köln wir feiern kein Wiesmeister. So, I mean,
I don't know what you mean. Aber um darauf zurückzukommen, auf deine Zeit in Augsburg.
Ja.
An was erinnerst du dich am liebsten oder was ist dir in Erinnerung geblieben in dieser Saison?
Ich weiß, diese Frage kommt. Aber Iserlohn, Augsburg, sie sind zwei die besten Stadion in Deutschland. Ist die Energie in die Stadion ist ja sehr toll. Ja, das There's other arenas too that are great, like, but of course, when you think of the best arenas in Germany, it's obviously Cologne number one, and then Augsburg, Iserlohn are definitely number two. So.
So do we have followers in Berlin also?
yes, we have.
Or Mannheim, or friends in Mannheim. So
all around Germany.
yeah, no, in Mannheim und Berlin, aber es gibt etwas mit die kleine Stadion mit die geile Atmosphäre, ja, die wenn man glaubt über Eishockey in Deutschland, ist es ja natürlich Berlin, aber es ist auch Augsburg, Iserlohn, die kleine Stadt mit die Eishockey-Kultur. Das ist ja sehr wichtig für Eishockey in Deutschland.
Ja. So I listen to you and you pronounce Augsburg very good in German.
Yeah.
By the way.
mein Mitbewohner für die Auswahlspiel ist Alex Oblinger.
So, ah, okay.
Okay. Immer über Augsburg.
Yes.
By the way, we also had him here in our talk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a very, very proud Augsburger.
He never played for Augsburg, by the way.
Mm-hmm. No, never.
No.
Ja, vielleicht in die Zukunft, aber vielleicht.
How is it to come back to old clubs you played before? So if you are with Cologne, you're going to Munich or to Iserlohn. How is it?
It's okay. For Iserlohn, it's a derby game, so that's always fun. And then for Munich, I think there's a little bit of respect when I come back from the fans, so that's always nice. Schwenningen, yeah, and Augsburg is always fun to play. It's one of the funnest arenas to play in.
Sure. I always think it's a long distance to travel from Cologne to Augsburg, but in the arena we have always the feeling that this is also a derby.
Yeah, es gibt so viele wichtige Spiele, like in die letzten 5 Jahre. Ich glaube, die Spiel gegen Köln, wenn ich bin mit IV, das Spiel war ein do or die game. Es war the third last game of the year. Und wir haben das Spiel verloren und wir haben die Playoffs vermisst mit Augsburg und Köln. Und dann natürlich das Spiel letztes Jahr. So.
Keine Ahnung, was du meinst.
No. We can't remember, but by the way, we support Cologne, Kölner Haie by every goal we score, independent who is the opponent. Do you know that?
Yeah.
We're always crying nice Kölner Haie.
After every goal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to listen to it.
Yeah, yes.
Maybe I listen better next time.
Just one question about your last name.
Yes.
Matsumoto sounds a bit like Japanese, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, of course. It's as my dad, well, my grandpa, he came to Canada.
Yeah. I asked this question because my granddad, his name is Kobayashi, and he's also from the States. So, but it seems like we have a broken line to Cologne.
Yeah. Internet in Cologne is not good.
No.
My grandpa goes to Canada after the war, and so at that point we don't really learn Japanese. It's more just speak English and become Canadian. So,
So
okay, Jonathan San.
So because Magic asked, because his grandfather is also Japanese.
Oh really?
Yeah, same background. He was a GI here in Germany.
Wow.
and he's from Hawaii.
Oh yeah.
And his name is Kobayashi, which is a very common
like
name
Müller.
In Japanese. Yeah.
Like Müller.
But what I like, and that's a compliment. I think we need more Matsumotos because everyone I see you at the warm up or something. Yeah. You give some pucks to the young fans or to the young people, and I like that very much. How many pucks have you give away in the last 10 years?
Ich habe keine Ahnung. ich das für mag das nicht, aber wenn ich jung war, ein Spieler von die Washington Capitals. Steve Konowalczyk, er hat mir ein Scheibe gegeben und ich finde das so cool.
Schlechte Internetleitung in Köln.
Gegeben im Warm-up und ich finde das so cool. So, if I can do the same for another kid and.
Mm. That's great. Maybe. That's great. Absolutely.
That's really cool.
He turns into he turns into maybe the next Nico Sturm or the next like Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, maybe maybe that puck makes him like hockey or makes him love hockey. So.
Yeah. So, wo wir gerade von den Nachwuchsspielern sprechen, du bist. Also habe ich im Instagram beobachtet, ganz viel momentan mit den Junghaien oder mit den Jüngeren auf dem Eis.
Ja.
Stimmt das? Trainierst du sie oder einfach so?
Nee, das ist ja sehr wichtig für mich und meine ganze Familie. Mein Sohn spielt für die U9, die Junghaie. Und mein Tochter ist mit die unter 7. Und ja, ich gehe auf dem Eis mit die U9
That's normal. I think your kids are doing some TikTok or YouTube, so that's normal.
did you get the last part?
No, not really.
Sorry. Mein Sohn spielt mit die unter 9 Junghai und mein Tochter spielt mit der unter 7 und ich bin Gasttrainer für die U9 und meine Frau geht auch auf dem Eis und sie ist Gasttrainerin mit die unter 7 Mannschaft.
Okay.
So das ist ja so die Junghai ist sehr, sehr wichtig für unsere ganze Familie.
So you live in the stadium or?
Ja, wir sind da Montag für Training, Dienstag, Mittwoch, Donnerstag und Samstag.
Okay. Ja, so. Und Freitag und Sonntag Spiel. Yes. Freitag und Sonntag Spiel. So, every day.
Ja, wir sind im Stadion die ganze Woche.
Perfekt. Ja, was sonst noch Aktivitäten in der Off-Season? Außer jetzt im Eisstadion zu sein?
Ja. Ich bin in ich bin hier und ja, das Wetter war ja sehr, sehr toll und ja, gute Start und es ja, war sehr Spaß gemacht.
And what's the outlook for the upcoming season? What can we expect? What do you think about the team and
the teams? Every team, so
every team,
the league
for sure. Yeah, the sure. League.
Every team. I think the league is probably than it's ever been. There's a lot more players that are available this year due to the KHL not having so many players to draw from. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of guys don't want to go there. So, for example, I think it's probably easy to say that we had the best transfer in the entire summer, bringing Nick Bailin in. Mm-hmm. Maybe other teams would argue, but I mean, when you can bring in the defenseman of the year from the KHL, I think that's pretty good, and that probably helps us out quite a bit. But not just him, throughout the league, there's so many good players coming this year.
But that's a good point. I mean, are there some defensemen in the league where you're saying, oh, I don't like to play against them? I mean, that doesn't need to be the best defense player in the league, but there are some type of players you don't like to play against, or you don't care?
No, yeah, of course. I think, like, if I use an example of like Augsburg, it's like Brady Lamb and Scott Valentine. You know, you probably don't really want to play against those guys because they're gonna hit you, and they're gonna be tough on you. And you know, you want an easy game. Whereas opposed to like Jesse Graham, like he would be fast, but you're not really worried about him hitting you, or you know mm-hmm. what I mean. Like he's obviously good. He put up huge numbers, but you know, like you're not worried that he's gonna take your head off if you cut through the middle, like Lambo or Valley, you know. So
do you know the German word Aberglaube? Because I don't know the English translation for that. Are there some typical things you are doing before
rituals.
A game? Rituals, leaving the ice at the last man after the warm-up or something like that, or turning the left foot, the left sock first on before you...
I had a lot where it would be way too much to even talk about. I would probably talk for 25 minutes.
Really?
The older I get, the less I have.
Okay.
Obviously I do things a certain way because I've always done things that way, but the older I get, the less I let it affect me.
Okay.
I think there's players that it doesn't matter. For me, I'm maybe like in the middle now, but I used to be crazy about everything.
What are the most craziest things you know from other players? Are there something where you say completely crazy?
I don't know about other players, but like for me, it would be the stupidest things. Like I would need to drive a certain way to the rink, or like I need to keep my blinds halfway down, like when I leave, like I need to, I don't know, just do certain things. I honestly don't know like the craziest things from other players. I know they would, I think every player probably has a routine where they want to like sleep from this time to this time, eat a certain meal.
I mean that makes sense, by the way, because you get starting focused on the game, yeah, and yeah, concentrated. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if there's any like crazy like ones that I could tell you from other players. I just know myself, and I had a lot of stupid ones. But I think every player is different. So,
your Instagram name, how does it come to your Instagram name? Rooney Potato.
That was my dog. I played in Texas for 2 years, and, there were like hundreds of dogs on the street. So my wife and I opened a kind of a charity to try and take care of the dogs that were on the street, that we would work with the shelter. And we ended up keeping two dogs while we were there. One's name was Rooney, from Wayne Rooney, a Manchester United soccer fan. Mm-hmm. So I named him Rooney. And the other one was Chicharito. So Rooney was just my dog, and he would love to play in the dirt. And this story is so stupid, but I'm going to keep saying it.
Perfect. He would play in the dirt. Perfect for us. It's perfect for us.
Yeah.
And his ears would get so dirty. He would have dirt in his ears. And like when you try to clean out his ears, and it's like, that used to happen to me as a kid. My dad used to tell me that you could grow potatoes in your ear because you had so much dirt. But literally the stupidest story. But I used that for like my Xbox gamer tag. And then I was like, oh, I just had a private Instagram.
Mm.
And so I was like, I didn't think I would ever, like, I just used that name for like just my stupid online accounts like that you don't want your name on. And then I ended up posting stuff, so I probably should change it at some point, but I can't change it now.
No, you can't.
It's literally change it. The stupidest story. I'm sorry I wasted your time with that.
But. So wer hat dir denn erzählt, dass es eigentlich in München die besten Brezen gibt?
Yeah.
Oh. Weil selbst Obi sagt, dass das nicht stimmt.
Yeah, selbst Conny Abelshauser sagt, dass es nicht stimmt.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone says it.
Yeah.
Yeah, die beste sind definitely Bayern. Die Brezzi hier sind.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sure. But Augsburg.
Yeah,
but by the way, also the beer. I mean, I was also in Cologne in Carnival many years ago. And the funny thing is, they have only this small glass.
It's water.
and only so small glasses. I mean, we drink Ramazzotti out of these glasses here. It's Ramazzotti on the rocks, by the way, and. Yeah, for us, the small beers are very strange.
Yeah, but bro, five smalls are one big.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah, the mass beer, yeah.
But
this is warum die immer diesen Kranz haben.
But have you been
1 meter?
Have you been at the carnival in Köln? For us, it's very difficult to understand here, but it must be completely crazy there, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been here. It's my fourth year here, but the first year before COVID, we had Carnival. It was amazing. We go downtown. I have the two kids, so we went downtown to look at it, and it was a little too crazy downtown. But then, where we live, we kind of live outside of the city, and they have small carnival parades outside of the city. And for the kids, that's much better because they can go and they can pick up the candy.
Yeah, it's not so overcrowded. Or
yeah. It was scary. Like the people were not pushing you.
They all drunk.
Yeah, all drunk, and they're trying to like get the candy, and they kind of push, and so you have to make sure the kids are safe. I was gonna say I'm surprised you guys didn't want to talk about the game last year between Cologne and Augsburg.
What game?
Yeah,
sorry.
Help us.
Yeah, but if we talk about that, we need 1 hour more, and we still don't come to a conclusion, I think.
Yeah,
but if you look at it in the, I'm kind of an ice hockey nerd. So in 2003 Stanley Cup Finals between Calgary and Tampa Bay, game six, there was a very similar situation where Calgary had a goal, or not a goal, but the puck comes and it maybe crosses the line, and they go upstairs to review it. And the puck looks like it crosses the line, but it doesn't. And then they go on to lose the final in game seven.
The axis.
That's the axis.
Yeah,
from
exactly.
The camera.
Yeah. So I think that may have been the situation.
So this is the reason why Ref Marian didn't talk to us.
Yeah, exactly.
At the moment.
So, yeah.
Because we try to explain him that the axis is different than he thinks.
Right.
But it's like it is.
I will say too, I wanted to bring this up too, is that no matter what happened in that game,
yeah,
we also played 56 games. Like, I think,
yeah,
we probably deserve to go to the playoffs more than Augsburg. And when I say this, I say this, and I know that I'm on an Augsburg podcast right now, but at the end of the day, we still played all of our games.
Yeah, we did nearly.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
And there are different teams that did more than less, yeah. Less,
yeah.
Less.
Yeah.
And they are going to playoffs. So, but everyone agree at the beginning of the season to this time, a type of they count the games like that.
Yeah. But they also agree to the games. This is not to bring this, but they agreed to the games, to cancel the games because of COVID, not because of like there was no fans.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I want to say that, and then obviously that was a lot.
Hey, hopefully it never happens again.
Yeah.
I mean the point is, and that made me a bit angry. I mean. That is just one game. That is just one goal. Maybe 2 points or three or whatever. Right. Yeah. But if you look at the end of the story, the coach in Augsburg missed the playoffs, so he gets fired. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of things depending on such a situation. On the one hand,
right. Yeah,
but
of course.
But on the other hand. As of today, nobody cares. That's exactly. Forgotten.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's okay. And there need also to be some situations where we don't get have the same opinion. Why not? I mean, that's fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's also I would like to say to Marian, maybe if he's watching this talk. I mean. We are not angry about him in person. I mean, that's a decision. It's taken after his best knowledge and what he's seen, and that's need to be accepted. Point. That's it. No ref, no game. What we always say.
No, and I agree. It's he makes his decision on the information that he has available to him. I think he's probably one of the better refs in the league too, but also too, like, I think we have like one of the best leagues in Germany. One of the best leagues in the world, you know, probably top five ice hockey league in the world in Germany. And we need to have a game center where it's any decision like that, it shouldn't be the refs going watching the TV, right? They should be on the phone talking to someone in noise.
Yeah.
In Dusseldorf or whoever, like,
explaining
more professional refs.
Yeah, but also explaining the audience. I mean, it cannot be that the people on TV at home know more about the reason of the decision that has been taken as the people in the stadium. I mean, I love it in NHL where the ref is shortly explaining 10 seconds why he made this decision. I mean, there will be also some boos and some noise then, but it's much clearer. Sometimes we are taking our mobile phone and asking the people at home at the TV why they don't have accepted that goal or given this 2 minutes or something like that. I mean, for me, I mean, in the 21st century, it should be possible that they at least explain also the audience why they took the decision, not only the manager or the players, but also the crowd. Yeah,
exactly. I think, and that that improves the product on the ice too, right? And that that's important for the fans, that's important for everyone. But
this is the point. You sell a product and the product is hockey.
Yeah.
And if you want to sell it, you have to do the best to sell it.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
If you want the audience in the stadium, this is not longer like 10 or 15 years ago, the people coming cheering their team, they want their event. They exactly. want to come with their children, they want to come with their wife, I don't know. And they want to see a whole event because they give a lot of money for the tickets.
Exactly. Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not sure, but my feeling is that also due to the rising inflation, to the energy costs, and so on and so far, it's much more necessary to improve the product. Because, I mean, if they say it's too expensive to have this offside cameras. Mm. I can accept this, but it shouldn't be a problem that they gave the mic to the ref for 10 seconds to explain the decision.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we will see what happens next season. And John, hast du dein Spielplan schon verinnerlicht? Weißt du dein Spielplan? Was ist das erste Spiel?
Für mich?
Ja.
Ja.
Und wo?
Mit die Hai?
Ja.
Und woher?
Ich habe keine Ahnung. Ich
warte. So then listen to us.
Yeah,
your first game is in Augsburg.
And do you know it's very important that you don't lose the first game? Yeah. I mean, the start is very important.
No pressure at all.
No
pressure from us.
Ich warte auf meinen Pass, so ich kann nichts spielen, bevor ich habe das deutsche Pass bekommen. So hoffentlich das kommt bald. Ich habe alle die Prüfungen, die Sprachtest bestanden. So.
We cross our fingers because it makes more fun to win against the best team of Cologne. Yeah.
Ja, John, dann vielen Dank für deine Zeit. Du kannst noch kurz da bleiben. Wir beenden die Aufnahme. Normal unterbricht mich der Martin immer, wenn, aber okay, heute nicht.
No, du hast es ja erwartet, deswegen.
Mal was anderes. Schön, dass du dir Zeit genommen hast. Vielen Dank. Grüße nach Köln. Und ich hoffe, wir sehen uns am ersten Heimspiel von den Augsburger Pandern gegen euch und du bist auf dem Eis. Vielen Dank.
See you. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Ciao.